I think anytime that you speak truths that are very uncomfortable truths and truths that you're told to be very silent about in order to survive, people don't like that sense of speaking up, and I'm sure you understand this in your own work. For me, I knew that the cruelty would be a part of it, but I also knew that the transcendence and the attachment and like connecting to you, I only connected to you through the fact of writing my book down and sharing it with you. Right? And so it also leads to that power of like resonance and mirroring, where we see each other and each other's experiences from the point of naming yourself bell hooks and leading with your work and writing these things as a young woman when you wrote them, when there was no blueprint. I think that all of these things also lead to that as well.
I think the naming yourself thing is really key, and self-identifying. And I think everybody up here has named ourselves and charted our own path through life against what we've been told we should be. And it's not an easy path, but it's also not so much of a choice. It's something that I feel like, at least for me, I have to do. I don't know any other way to live. Going back to the boxes thing, I don't see boxes. I only really ever hear people talk about boxes who are white, and generally white men, who say, oh, well, that was outside the box. I think like that's really key to be able to... We're doing something that cis white men have done ad infinitum, and that is we are defining who we are. And that's problematic for the world. And I think that's why it's dangerous.